Chapter 38. It was hardly any time after the ferry had slipped out from the comparative shelter of the harbour and into the grey swell of the strait that separated the island from the mainland that Port Dudy was swallowed by the rain. Vanished, like some imaginary place from Celtic mythology, lost in the mists of time. Enzo dragged himself away from the window and retook his seat in the salon. Pale winter faces huddled into the shoulders of coats beneath hats, dripping umbrellas laid below seats to send tiny rivers of water back and forth across the floor with the rolling of the boat. Celtic faces hacked out of the gneiss by the wind and the rain and the sea. He thought about old Fleischer sitting drooling in his wheelchair, lost in some world beyond reach. A man who had taken the lives of others without conscience, who had delivered pain and misery and death in equal measure. A man who would never face the justice he so richly deserved. And he thought about his son, a man prepared to kill rather than face the shame visited upon him by his father. A man who, unlike his father, would face the judgment of his peers, but leave behind him a wife and children who deserved better. And Adam Killian, a man who had survived the Nazi death camps only to die at the hands of the next generation. And his son Peter, who had never had the chance to unravel his father's final message. Fathers and sons, he reflected. A sad end. And he wondered how things might end up for this father and his son in the years that lay ahead. This concludes the reading of Freeze Frame by Peter May. Copyright 2010 by Peter May. This book was read by Simon Vance. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Poisoned Pen Press and was produced in 2010 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. If you would like to obtain a complete catalogue of our titles or our monthly update telling you about new releases and our new collection of books on CD and MP3 CD, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. You may also obtain the same information from our award-winning website. Our address, all one word, is www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.